Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So we'll get started with the pitchers group. Nothing new to report on Edgar Santana and Chad Kuhl. They continue to work diligently through their flat ground portion of the throwing program. As we mentioned last week, they're going to take their first of their two scheduled breaks throughout this long journey of the UCL revision rehab. Nick Birdie, nothing new to report. He did undergo diagnostic tests here in Pittsburgh, and we are in the process of setting up a second opinion with Dr. Meister for early next week.
Was that his surgeon, Meister?
Yes, it was. For the position players, Eric Gonzalez, as you recall, sustained a clavicular fracture from the collision. He is scheduled to get surgery tomorrow morning by Dr. Greg Altman at Allegheny Health Network. The surgery is scheduled to repair and internally fixate the fracture. So a appropriate timeline will be addressed after the surgery in the coming days. Corey Dickerson, he continues to work through his flat ground portion of throwing. He continues to hit without any reservations. He's going through the work day today, so we'll have more information at the end of the day on how Corey came out of that. Jacob Stallings, he has resumed light baseball activities. Starling Marte, he has resumed light baseball activities. He is progressing well. We are still optimistic that it could be the minimal time down with Starling. Very encouraging news at this time. Mr. Reynolds, he is still being assessed for availability of the game. The three players that are currently playing and position players on the injured list, Lonnie Chisenhall, he continues his rehab assignment with the Indy Club. He is scheduled for another game. That'll be his third game with the Indianapolis Club. He has responded well. The hand feels good. The body feels good. So he is making progress. Kevin Newman, he played in one game last night. He's scheduled again to play this evening with the Indy Club. Initial reports are he's responding well. He played the outfield, is scheduled to play the outfield again tonight, followed by a day off. And then if he continues to make progress, they'll put him back at shortstop later this week. And then Jose Azuna, he began a rehab assignment for the Florida State League team, the Marauders. He has played in one game, responded well. We'll continue to move him around the four corners, see how the neck responds to the workload, and we'll move him up the chain as indicated.
Todd, with what happened the other night, I mean, just how do you evaluate where you are now versus, you know, what the initial thought process was when he first went down?
Good question, Robbie. Obviously, it was a traumatic response to a traumatic injury. And we're still gathering that information. I think what's most important, Nick has a really good head and his shoulder. He's got a lot of support from his teammates, from the Pirate organization. His head is held high up. He's optimistic. He's been through a lot. So fortunately, unfortunately, he knows of the rigors of a potential long-term injury or rehab, which we don't know yet. But he is very emotionally and psychologically equipped to deal with whatever is going to be faced with.
Just how scary, just in general, for you guys, for him, just was that moment?
As athletic trainers, I don't want to speak for Brian or Ben, who go out there. I'll speak for myself. You're an athletic trainer too, Robbie. We're equipped to be emotionless in those times. We're just equipped to respond and get out there and help as best as we can for support.
With Birdie having the diagnostic test, was there a diagnosis from that test?
A good question, Rob. Again, we're still gathering information, and before we officially announce something, we want to get the most accurate diagnosis available to us, and that will not be established until a second opinion is had early next week.
On Marte, would it be possible maybe see him? Would he do a rehab assignment, or how would that process go?
That's still too early to be determined. A lot of things go into those rehab assignments, as you know, Tobias, notably the player, and probably more notably, what the manager would require.
Is Dickerson getting closer or within range of a rehab assignment?
Just telling. I think that's an accurate assessment. Yes, he's getting closer.
But he's not getting farther away.
Yeah.
As of right now, again, he's still going through the workday.
Was there anything structural with Dickerson, or was it muscular, or what was the nature of his shoulder problem?
Posterior shoulder strain, so it was okay. More muscular.
Muscular, okay.
Well, just for you in this season, I mean, with the team having so many different injuries, like how was it for you and for Ben and just that staff kind of maybe dealing with more injuries than the team has had in the last couple of years?
That's a good question, and we're equipped and we're ready to deal with whatever is presented with us. That medical staff with the major leagues all the way down, I mean, they're a very diligent group. They know how to connect with players. They know how to connect with staff to manage workload and such. So it's another day in the life. And us as athletic trainers, we're looking forward to the challenge. And the good thing is most of these guys are on the mend and getting back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.